welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, May 25th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Incipio. Leading off today, Jailbreak users had a big surprise last year with the announcement of Checkmate, an exploit found on almost every chip made by Apple that allowed the jailbreak process on several devices running different versions of iOS. But now, jailbreak is coming for even more devices as the Uncover team announced a new tool that can patch every signed version of iOS on every device. What this means is that devices including the iPhone 11, iPhone 11 Pro, iPhone SE, and the 2020 iPad Pro can be jailbroken even if they are running iOS 13.5, which is the latest version of iOS released. If you're not familiar with jailbreaking, it generally refers to the removal of iOS software restrictions on Apple devices to install apps outside of the App Store and even modify things about the operating system itself. For instance, there are third-party utilities, design tweaks, and other changes you can make that Apple wouldn't allow through the normal App Store. We have a full, detailed, hands-on video with the new jailbreak at the link in the show notes below. But as always, remember that jailbreaking is not recommended by Apple and it may introduce different vulnerabilities to your devices. So you should proceed at your own risk if you decide to jailbreak your iPhone or iPad. Moving on, we've got a trio of Apple TV Plus news pieces today. Apple TV Plus has announced that the coming-of-age drama series Little Voice will premiere on Friday, July 10th. This half-hour series comes from J.J. Abrams, Sarah Bareilles, and Jesse Nelson. Little Voice was one of the earliest Apple TV Plus shows announced, with Apple ordering the half-hour series in June of 2018. In other Apple TV Plus news, the service received 17 Daytime Emmy nominations. Shows such as Ghost Riders, Helpsters, and Snoopy in Space all received leading nominations in their respective categories. Finally, a report from Vanity Fair says that Apple TV Plus is in the early stages of developing a drama about Gawker. Gawker was, of course, at one point one of the most popular gossip sites on the web, and the show was conceived and pitched to Apple by two former Gawker staffers, and it would follow the rise and then fall of the news organization. Other details here are unclear, but it sounds oddly satisfying when you remember that Gizmodo, which was owned by Gawker, was the site that found the iPhone 4 in a bar before its release. We are sponsored this week by Incipio. Incipio is launching its new organic core cases for the 2020 iPhone SE. iPhone users can reduce their footprint and emissions with the new line from Incipio. The organic core collection offers an environmentally friendly option for the new iPhone SE in three colorways. These cases are designed to protect our planet and your phone. They're made from 100% plant-based and compostable materials. The Organicore cases are 100% biodegradable in a compostable environment, and they can be disposed of in as little as 6 months. Incipio's sleek new cases provide 6-foot drop protection and feature a raised bezel to help keep your device safe. The entire Organicore line from Incipio is now available for $39.99. And we're also teaming up with Incipio to give away a 2020 iPhone SE to 9to5 Mac readers. You can enter the 9to5 Rewards giveaway at the link in the show notes below. 9to5 Mac has found evidence in iOS 14 that suggests Apple is working to completely replace the Messages app on macOS with a Catalyst version. In other words, this means Apple will bring the iPad version of the Messages app to the Mac. The iMessage platform has gained several new features since 2011, including extensions, stickers, and an app store for itself. But most of this is not available to Mac users, as macOS still has a basic version of the Messages app that only works to send and receive messages. The Catalyst technology allows developers to port their iPad apps to the Mac. Apple has already introduced some of its own Catalyst apps, including voice memos, podcasts, and Stocks. But none of the native macOS apps have been replaced by their iPad version just yet. For example, iTunes was discontinued and replaced with three separate apps, but the Music app is still a native Mac app, not just a Catalyst version of the iPad app. The Catalyst platform does have its limitations, but for something like Messages, it has the potential to be perfect. iMessage is updated nearly every year on the iPhone and iPad, but Apple has essentially abandoned the Mac version. We expect the Catalyst version of Messages to be introduced with the next version of macOS, which is likely to be announced next month at WWDC. Other things to check out this Memorial Day on 9to5Mac include a roundup of some of the best deals courtesy of 9to5Toys. We've also got a detailed review of the Yobi B3 HomeKit doorbell, which packs an affordable price tag and a consumer-friendly design. Not to mention, it's one of the only HomeKit doorbell options currently available. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Thank you.